Be grateful for your families. They will not be there forever. The words of 12-year-old Hamish O'Flaherty at the funeral mass for his father, James. Today, another difficult day for Donegal, with two more funerals for the victims of the Crieslake explosion. 10 people aged from 5 to 59 died in the tragedy last Friday. Our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley, joins me now. It will be yet another heartbreaking day, Conor, for the families of the victims and for the people of Crieslake.
It will indeed, Mary, that's right. This is the third day of funerals in this small community. As you say, 5 of the 10 victims have now been laid to rest. And today, two more families will say goodbye. At 11 o'clock this morning, again, as so often already, the focus will be on St Michael's Church in the village itself. Mourners will gather for the funeral of 49-year-old Martina Martin. The mother of four, she was working in the shop when the blast occurred last Friday. She had links to Mulroy College in Milford. Some of her children went there, and we know that particular school has been grievously impacted by this tragedy. And then at 2 p.m. People will congregate in Remelton for the Requiem Mass of 14-year-old Leona Harper. Now, she was a pupil of Mulroy College. She was a talented sportswoman, described by her parents as a gem. She'd gone to the shop for an ice cream while visiting a friend for a sleepover, and she was the last person to be recovered from the rubble of last Friday's explosion. And the parents indeed thanked the digger driver, who refused to stop working last week until her body had been recovered.
Conor, President Michael D. Higgins, I think, speaking for everyone yesterday when he talked of the heavy burden of grief the families and the community in Crieslake now carry. He paid tribute to them as well and their solidarity. He met families, he met hospital staff, he met first responders.
Yes, he arrived here yesterday. He actually cut short a trip to Strasbourg, where he was addressing the Council of Europe. He's staying in the locality now, and he attended the two funerals yesterday and will do so again today and in the coming days. What he said is that he will meet all the families privately to offer condolences on behalf of the country. But another principal purpose of the visit was to formally thank the emergency services. And yesterday evening in Letterkenny, he did just that. Representatives of all the main services which had rushed to help were in Letterkenny Fire Station for a kind of an informal opportunity to meet the President. The Gardaí, the Ambulance Service, the Fire Service were there, the Coast Guard, the response helicopter crews were there, the contractors who brought heavy lifting gear and operated it at the scene were there, and of course the doctors were there, both those who'd gone to the scene to help in the immediate aftermath and those who had received the dead and injured in the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital. And a person with a key role back in the hospital was Dr. Suma Rajan, and I took the opportunity to speak to her at the event yesterday evening.
I was the on-call consultant for the emergency department. So our role was to prepare our teams, get ready for the major incident. We were on major incident standby, so we allocated our roles, got all the other hospitals that we needed informed and ready to go. We had a chopper waiting in case we need to transfer anybody out.
When you get that call, when you realise that there are multiple casualties coming your way, I mean, obviously you're trained for this, but what's that feeling like?
Look, I mean, we were trained for this. These are the days that we expected. The hospital was well prepared.
It must have a personal impact as well.
Look, I mean, it does take a toll on you, but we have been trained to help and support people as much as possible. I mean, we were feeling it for the community. It was the first time that I've been on call that we wanted more people coming in. We didn't want to hear that they stopped searching, or we didn't want to hear that they couldn't retrieve any more survivors. It was the first time we said we want more people coming in and trying to help as many people as possible. But on a personal note, I just want to convey my condolences to all the family, the community. It's taking a huge toll on them. Having the president here has shown immense support for frontline staff. It's something that we really feel privileged just to meet him.
And Mary, I think it's important to say that you hear that sentiment expressed again and again here, be it the emergency services, as was the case last night, be it ordinary people. The presence of the president and the senior politicians who visited here is deeply appreciated. I think people here feel that there has been a national acknowledgement of the scale of the terrible suffering being endured in this small community.
Conor McCauley in Donegal, thank you very much for joining us.